Here on Books and Arts, we asked you to vote for your favourite male and female monologues by Shakespeare. And this is what you chose. First, the winning female monologue. It might be one not as well known. It comes from Othello, a speech given by Emilia, who's the wife of that villain Iago, and also the friend and maid of poor Desdemona. Now, Emilia ends up murdered too, but there is no doubting the sharpness of her insights.
But I do think it is their husbands' faults if wives do fall. Say that they slack their duties and pour our treasures into foreign laps, or else break out in peevish jealousies, throwing restraint upon us, or say they strike us, or scant our former having in despite. Why, we have Gauls, and though we have some grace, yet have we some revenge. Let husbands know their wives have sense like them. They see and smell and have their palates both for sweet and sour as husbands have. What is it that they do when they change us for others? Is it sport? I think it is. And doth affection breed it? I think it doth. Is it frailty that thus errs? It is so too. And have not we affections, desires for sport and frailty, as men have? Then let them use us well, else let them know the ills we do, their ills instruct us so.
Emilia from Othello, as read by Bell Shakespeare Company member Kate Mulvaney.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a day.
So it's time to hear the winning male monologue from Shakespeare's work as voted for by you. And it's not a surprise that Hamlet's To Be or Not To Be is what won. It would have to be the most famous speech in theatre. I mean, almost every line has entered into our common storehouse of phrases. The passage comes in Act 3, Scene 1, where Prince Hamlet is trying to establish his uncle's guilt in murdering his father and usurping the Danish throne. And here it seems Hamlet is talking to himself, giving a deep philosophical reflection on life and death.
To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them. To die, to sleep, no more. And by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die, to sleep, to sleep. Perchance to dream. Ah, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love? The law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin. Who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveller returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others we know not of. Thus conscience does make cowards of us all. And thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with a pale cast of thought. And enterprises of great pith and moment, with this regard, their currents turn awry, and lose the name of action. But soft, you know.
To Be or Not to Be, voted by you as your favourite Shakespeare monologue and read by Bell Shakespeare actor Josh McConville.